Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning, salutations, greetings, bonjour, all that stuff. Bonjour. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a foreign Friday.
I like it. Did you just pick that up?
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you very much. Bonsoir, also. Ah. It's the less formal in French.
Buenos dias.
Ah, yes.
Hola.
Nah. Morning. By the way, I'm sitting over here. I'm irritated as crap right now because I'm trying to type in my security. Guys, I have 100 passwords. Like, I'm so weirded out that someone's going to hack my stuff that I have a different password for every account. And then I just don't know passwords. And every time I try to log into something, I have to go through the whole process of, like, forgot, send a phone, reset. And I'm trying to do my computer right now, and I do not know my four-digit code to this thing. I've tried them all. And if you try too many, they'll lock you out.
Yeah.
And then you're just out for, like, 2 days.
I started that whole thing where I had to come up with new passwords for everything, but then I started writing them down on my notepad that said passwords, and it had them all out there. So if somebody hacks me, they know all my passwords anyway.
You can write them down and leave the paper in your bag?
Yes, and if they steal your bag, they have all your passwords.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
I know.
So anyway, I'm over here trying to figure this out as the show starts. I don't know how to get into my computer.
How many spaces do we have?
Four.
All right, we'll figure it out.
That's not that many.
I mean, usually...
My husband's are like 20 deep.
I know.
And he tries to tell them to me over the phone, and he won't give me the specific letter. Like, if we're talking a password over the phone,
they're all riddles.
I'm like, honey, what's this password? And he's like, the third letter on the keyboard from the left. Hit that.
The cat walked how many feet yesterday as we were?
Yes.
It's all riddles.
I'm not joking. Yeah.
Love it.
Dance party comes up. I'm going to figure out my password stuff over here. Glad you're here. It's Friday. A foreign Friday. So, that's French for let's go.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
All right, Dr. Andre. Let me tell you about Dr. Andre. 7 years ago, one of his patients comes in. His patient's 93 years old. He said, hey, I'm going to do your heart surgery. If you live to be 100, I'm coming to your 100th birthday party. That dude turned 100 years old. Dr. Andre went through, showed up at the party with a present.
Wow.
Everybody went. Dr. Andre, the 100-year-old guy named Jack. That's a good surgery, too. Dr. Andre, I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. The Ohio State Fair is open today, but the rides are still closed for inspections. After one of the rides broke mid-air, the state is currently inspecting each and every ride. In other news, the State Department is warning tourists going to Mexico there could be tainted alcohol. People have been getting sick and blacking out. To protect yourself, drink moderately when you are in Mexico. And finally, in weather news, 80s and 90s for most of the country. There's going to be strong storms today in Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Nashville. So be careful out there.
How'd your day go yesterday?
Pretty good. I had a good day. It's just Thursdays are my long day because of Nash chat.
So you watch Nashville and then you host the show on Facebook after it with CMT.
Yep.
I watched some of your Nash chat, but then I
you
fell asleep.
Did?
Yeah. I don't watch Nashville, but I watch Nash chat.
Oh, cool.
Just supporting. Lunchbox, what about you?
Oh, busy day. I had some buddies in town. Then I had Hard Rock last night. So
how was the singing with live band karaoke?
Man, there was a couple people. There was one dude. He was phenomenal.
Really?
Phenomenal.
Bring his tape?
Yeah, you want some?
Did you really bring his tape?
I got audio.
Oh, wow.
I want to hear him.
Okay.
So Lunchbox works at Hard Rock, and he has a band they play live, and people come up and sing with them. And sometimes Lunchbox tries to be the talent finder. He comes in like, I got this guy.
Yeah.
He's the next Chris Stapleton.
It's like Star Search.
Yeah, I like to hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming up.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
I have your positivity. And I know Amy has one, and I know Lunchbox has one, but mine, woo, motivational. It's time for Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Jade Delaney needed a job, so she signed up to clean Fit Studios. And since she was there, she took classes for free.
Hmm.
She's like, okay, I'll get in a class. I'll get in a couple classes. She lost 126 pounds.
That's
awesome.
Because she was working there and just started taking the classes. And her family was like, are you going through surgery? She's like, no, I work at the gym and I take the classes for free. Crazy. And then here's the thing about exercise. If you start exercising, you'll be like, man, why don't I eat better? Because I'm putting all this work exercising, I should eat a little better. And then it's just a thing. On the other flip side, if you don't eat right, your exercise doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
I mean, mentally in your head, you can think it does.
But it doesn't.
Yeah.
But good for her. Lost 126 pounds after joining the gym.
It's legit.
Love it. Amy, go ahead.
Well, yours was encouraging. Mine offers hope because after spending decades apart, teenage sweethearts from back in the day, 89-year-old Katie and 88-year-old Ed, yeah, they're getting married.
Wow.
They met when they were 14 and 15. They dated for 3 years, but her strict parents wouldn't let them go on dates alone, so their courtship came to an end. They both went on to have their separate lives. Now they're both widow. And boom, now they're getting married.
Ah! That's a cute story. I wonder if they're the only two left.
Probably.
And they're like, why not?
The fact that you reunited with your childhood sweetheart, what are the odds that he's even still around?
Maybe they have Facebook. It's like people you may know.
There's not a long list. Last July, Destiny Hall was 9 months pregnant when she's out running some errands with her husband. She goes, oh no, my water broke. And she gave birth in the parking lot. A cop showed up and helped deliver the baby. Well, 1 year later, at the one-year-old's birthday, the cop shows up and has cake with the baby.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
That'd be cool to see him go back every year. What if he goes to her graduation?
That's a little much every year. Now, graduation's cool.
Okay.
Every year, though, that cop's like, come on, man. It's July, you know?
He delivered that baby.
Yeah, doctors don't go back every year.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but policemen don't deliver babies every day.
I just don't want him to feel the pressure. Like, I
okay, no pressure, but graduation would be legit.
Okay, that'd be legit, yeah. Woke up to a pleasant surprise on iTunes today. The Raging Idiots, Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday song is up on iTunes.
Yeah!
How about that? Our new hit.
That's so awesome.
I guess it's not a hit yet until people download it. But you can download it. It's about going to Chick-fil-A on Sunday and it's closed. And this is a live version.
Someone asked me earlier to play the Chick-fil-A song, so this is for you guys.
Well, I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Well, I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah. To get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Download that from the Raging Idiots, yeah!
I yell hello through the drive-thru, hello. Nobody answers me back. I look around for all the other cars.
Where the heck is everyone at? Well, I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. Well, I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. One day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah. To get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah.
New Raging Idiots, been waiting for it, man.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, but
stuff.
Yeah, download that one twice. If it'll allow you.
Okay. No, I have multiple accounts.
Oh, your dad? Yeah.
I sure will.
So excited. That's so stupid. But that is
awesome.
A thing.
It's totally.
How many times we go to Chick-fil-A on Sunday and we're like, hello? And then nothing.
It's real life.
That's a real life song. So many songs are about real life anymore. So we wrote one about real life. It's only on iTunes. We couldn't get it up on the other stuff fast enough. Next week, that'll be it. But iTunes only. Right
now. Legit.
Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So Miranda Lambert and the other Pistol Annies are hoping to put out a new album next year. And Ashley, she's pregnant and due with a baby any minute now.
I was surprised to see. I had no idea. Pistol Annies 2018, a new record. I think that'd be really cool, and I think it'll be real upbeat and like, ah!
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good thing.
They're all good together. Thomas Rhett's new album will be titled Life Changes, and it's going to be out on September 8th. Thomas says that he is and always will be a country artist. It's who he is. It's in his blood.
It's crazy he has to defend the fact that he's a country artist. Like, I know Thomas. That dude is a country artist. It's okay that he likes other kinds of music, too. I feel bad for people having to defend that it's okay to like other kinds of music. I do. I feel bad that he has to even say that.
Thomas said that in his new album, Life Changes, an appearance will come in there from his dad, Red Akins. So people can look out for that. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Clifton, New Jersey. A corrections officer was in a class learning all about gun safety and how to, you know, put your safety on and off on your gun. When he was trying to put it back in the holster, boom! Shot himself in the leg.
Oh.
I would just think if I was in the class, I would think it was part of the class, and I would laugh. I would be like, that's funny, Sarge.
He's showing us what not to do.
Yeah. And then if I were him, I'd play it cool. And then be like, all right, that's it for the day. And then I'd limp out of there and not tell anybody.
He's expected to make a full recovery, yeah. But he was taken to the hospital.
Yeah, I wouldn't let them see me. I'd be like, that's what can happen if it goes wrong. That's why I should always put it on. Class dismissed. See you tomorrow. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Never let him see a sweat.
Nah. He was just acting.
Huh?
Yeah, I'd be like, it's part of the deal.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Do we know anybody named any of these four names? Do we know anybody named these four names? Blanche? I know no Blanches. Myrtle?
No Myrtle.
They're all fictional. Blanche, Golden Girls, Myrtle the Turtle. You know, they're all, but not real.
Right, well, right.
Yeah.
Olga.
I know an Olga.
You do?
Yeah.
Olga Campos.
Yep. Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
Olga Campos.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And Rhonda.
I know a Rhonda.
You do?
Yeah, but she's older.
Yeah.
I know a Rhonda, but I'm always asking for help. And the thing is, she never gives it to me.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me.
I had no idea. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like,
I got you, Bones. I got you.
I got it, too.
Mm. I didn't get
it. I did, but I was...
Help me, Rhonda, yeah. Get her out of my heart. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
For boys, these are the names we're not naming boys anymore. Dick.
But isn't that Richard?
Or it can just be Dick.
Yes.
My name is Bobby. It's not Robert.
Okay, true.
My real name is Bobby. And if your name's Dick, well, that sucks.
You're gone.
Homer.
I do not know a Homer.
I have a cousin named Homer.
You do?
Yep.
Is he Airport Homer?
No, it's not. Nope. That's Bethel.
Oh. Rudolph. And
what?
Willard.
Don't know those guys.
No.
Yeah. Of all those. Well, okay, pick. Yeah, Amy, of the girls, you have to pick your daughter and you have to name her something. Either Blanche, Myrtle, Olga, or Rhonda.
Myrtle.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd probably go Olga. I would go Olga. Okay. Would you go Dick?
Why are you saying that with such emphasis?
He's just reading the names, Amy.
Rudolph or Willard?
Willard, and I'd call him Willard.
Rudolph. I call him Rudy.
I'd go Dick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what do you call him?
Dick?
Dick.
Hey, Dick! Okay. Come here. Then everybody comes. What?
Dick!
No. What?
Dick!
Stop. Y'all are so...
No, it says in the paper. Stop.
Y'all are so mature. I was going to say you're so mature.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones.
Looking at this list of comedians and how much money they made. Crazy. Like, this is the money they've made as comedians over the last year. And Jerry Seinfeld made almost $70 million.
What?
Doing what?
Telling jokes, being a comedian. And so...
What? Bobby and Alone? What up? Funny and Alone.
No, I didn't make the list. Trust me. Let me check.
I know, but...
Let me check the back page.
No, but good thing you started in comedy. I mean, you just got to do it for a few more years.
Jerry Seinfeld made $70 million. Chris Rock made $57
million. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Like, how much is the check after a show? That's what I want to know.
Are some of it including, like, I don't know, Netflix specials or something?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't like it when you ask me questions I don't know the answer to because I don't know. But I would...
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not blaming you. I just don't know the answer.
We ask you every question.
We don't expect you to know everything, Bobby. Take that pressure off yourself right now.
It just says at the world's highest paid comedians.
Okay.
And Jerry Seinfeld overtook Kevin Hart for the first time. And Louis C.K.'s third, Dave Chappelle four, Amy Schumer five.
Even Jim Gaffigan made $30 million last year.
I like
year.
That guy.
But again, he's not doing big like movies. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that money. I'd like to get that money. I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I like to get that money.
Yeah, no, that money sounds cool.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool.
I'm gonna start telling jokes.
You do.
A lot of people tell jokes. You do. Which, by the way, Lunchbox has the tasty joke today.
The morning corny.
I haven't quite got the name all the way down yet. Joke. And I'm the one that came up with that. Like, all of a sudden, it's like, let's do the morning corny. You know, put it at a spot. And I asked yesterday, should we get rid of the morning corny? And people were like, no. And then Miss Amy tells a joke, but there's a difference. Amy tells a joke when people request it. And to the morning corny, sometimes other people have jokes.
Yeah.
Today, Lunchbox will be doing the tasty joke.
I'm bringing it strong on a Friday.
Always bring. How strong?
Like, real strong. Mm.
Okay. That comes up in about 10 minutes. By the way, I wear headphones all the time, and I feel like my hearing's going away because it's my headphones. And so here's a guy here talking about this. Dr. Dylan says that earplugs, headphones, not detrimental.
There was an increase in the prevalence due to the increase in exposure, but the prevalence has actually decreased, perhaps due to changes in behavior, better education and awareness of the risks of noise exposure.
I got to tell you, something that has helped has been, in my mind, the invention of the noise canceling so you don't have to blast it so loud if it's loud around you.
Yeah.
Just an honest man's opinion.
That's a good one.
It's me.
We need to really learn more about this and continue our education efforts and hopefully see that this prevalence of hearing loss, that it doesn't continue to increase.
And also songs that I like to play quietly and sad. That's also a big factor.
It's helped.
Yeah, I like that too. I went running yesterday. I hate running. I went running yesterday. I did probably 4 miles, and I don't run a lot long.
That's far.
Usually I do like 2.5, but I was running, and I was like, man, for some reason I feel good today. I never feel good running. I hate running. I get so bored running. I have to have the exact right music. But about 2.5 miles into it, I was like, I feel good. I'm going to keep running. I never think that. And I started to think, why do I feel good? Because I was tired. It's been a long week for me. Like, not a lot of sleep. I figured it out. My boxing coach works me so hard that whenever I'm doing something else, like day at the beach, I'm like, there's nothing.
Oh, so yeah.
It's like he's okay. Mr. Miyagi-ing me. Like, it's so yeah. hard that I'm like, well, this is nothing. I could have run longer yesterday. Because I was like, at least I'm not in the ring.
But that's your favorite place to be.
I like it when it's over. I like it when it's over.
Okay.
It's one of those where it's great when it's over. Awful when it's going. Lunchbox is starting to second guess his morning corny. He's got it today.
Oh, boy.
What's the question?
I'm just trying to make sure it's okay.
What do you mean okay? Like
I don't want to go too far.
Are you working blue?
Like, I'm just...
All right, 5 minutes away. Okay, get the delay button ready, because if somebody curses or says something bad, we can drop it from
here.
Yeah,
I got it. I'll be in charge of that.
Lunchbox is morning corny, apparently. His hand's on his face.
Man, it's a good one, but it's like...
Hey, Mike D, come in here real quick. Read the joke, because you're not one of us. We want to experience it. Mike D, our phone screener and segment producer, is coming into the studio. Read the joke and tell me if you think it's acceptable for on air. Mike D's reading Lunchbox's morning corny. There it is.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's all fine? Right.
Yeah.
You think so?
You think it's...
He didn't really laugh, though.
He's just staring at it. 5 minutes away from Lunchbox's joke. Okay, he's got the morning corny this morning.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Thomas Rhett's wife, Lauren, is due to have their second daughter any day now. And if she happens to go into labor while he's on stage, he has a plan. And, I mean, obviously he's going to try to get to the hospital ASAP. But he says that he hopes there's enough time for him to just finish playing songs so he doesn't have to just leave fans in the middle of a set.
The thing is, if she goes into labor, you might as well finish the set. It's not like 20 minutes is going to make that much of a difference if you have to travel and get there. And
what? Bones, sometimes people, the baby comes out right away. Sometimes it's like,
but he's not
going to
get
labor.
There anyway.
What? He might. What if he misses it by 10 minutes because he had to play like,
that's the risk you take. For me, I will say this to my listeners. If I'm on the air and there's like 20 minutes left of the show and I hear that somebody's going into labor with my baby, I will finish the show because I owe it to the
listeners.
Wait. Somebody's going into labor with my baby. Yeah, I mean, we've had this debate before with like pro athletes, like if they're playing.
But they can sit out because they know it's coming.
Okay.
Should he drop a show? Because he's the entire show. It's not like the Cowboys are canceling a game.
Right, and he's responsible for everybody else getting paid.
Yeah. Like all the crew.
But fans would understand if he's like, yo.
No, I wouldn't. No.
No.
Okay.
You can tell who's had babies and who hasn't. Yeah, go ahead, Amy.
Okay, so Charlize Theron's spy movie Atomic Blonde is out today in theaters, 75% positive on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's up against The Emoji Movie, which legit,
that looks funny.
It legit had 0% written next to it.
Oh, I read a review that it was terrible, too.
I think
I bet
that's
it
what
looks
that means.
Funny.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 seconds, Skinny.
The Morning Corny.
Bringing it to us this morning is Lunchbox.
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
It got stuck in a crack. That was a good one. That was a home run. That was a home run. That was the Morning Corny.
You're so racy with your humor.
Dang, I need to get a little more blue. Is that the word?
Trending right now, Jeff Bezos, the Amazon chief, is now the richest man in the world, worth more than $90 billion, surpassing Bill Gates. Question, do you think Bill Gates cares?
No.
No, not one bit.
Everybody has an ego, guys. Everybody has an ego. Oh. And when you're the richest man in the world for so long and someone passes you, that's a shot at your ego.
How about the fact that Bill Gates gives away billions of dollars all the time? Does that make you feel like he doesn't care?
Yeah.
Like he gives away just bucket loads of money.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's holding it going, richest man. I think he probably does whenever someone loses the election, they concede the election. Like when Hillary had to call Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Or when McCain had to call Obama. I bet you Gates had to call Bezos and be like,
congrats.
Hey, buddy.
Yo.
I just want to say congratulations. It's tough and weird, and I root you the best. And boom, hang up. Try to pay a difficult call. Also trending, Kyrie Irving. You know who he is, Aime?
Is that the guy that lost his earring?
No. Wow. That's a football player for the Falcons. This is a basketball player for the Cleveland Cavaliers. He plays with LeBron. He doesn't want to play LeBron anymore, so he's asked to be traded. He's really good. But the team can't even get in touch with him now. They can't find him. The Cavaliers are having trouble contacting him.
He's AWOL. Wait. Okay, so I saw that all the best basketball players right now either play for the Cavs or the Warriors.
Not exactly true, but all the MVPs over the past amount
of
years,
what I meant.
Except for this last Russell Westbrook for the Oklahoma City has.
Okay.
Yeah, but yes, because Derek wrote, it doesn't matter, but thank you.
You're welcome. Just the extra insight.
iPod Nano is dead. They killed it off.
So remember is the that Shuffle. Thing?
And the Shuffle. I had them both. I loved them.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox still uses an iPod.
Yeah, you're telling me they won't work anymore? Like if I plug
no,
it?
No, no, no.
Like
they don't like turn them all off. They're not making anymore.
Okay.
Shuffle was awesome because it was so tiny and then you never knew what song was going to come next.
Which, by the way, is terrible.
Yeah, it was only 100 songs.
And it was
I
cheap.
Liked it.
That was the good thing about it was.
You could run in it. It was awesome.
I bought one, though, and I was like, well, this is neat. It's like a guessing game. But then I realized I didn't like to guess when it came to On Demand. I kind of like to pick. Like, iHeart On Demand, you can pick whatever song you want.
Yeah.
That's why the Shuffle's out of business, I heard.
That's it.
Yeah. I love this Ed Sheeran clip. I love Ed Sheeran, first of all, so I get it.
And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23.
But this little girl thinks she's going to see her grandparents, but they said, hey, we don't have money to go see Ed Sheeran.
Kate, where are we going? Why are we going to Montreal? Actually, we lied.
Who's playing in Montreal tonight?
You're going to see Ed Sheeran. And you're going to his meet and greet.
Oh, what? Oh my god! Oh my god!
You. Like she's so happy, she's about to start crying.
Yeah.
I just want to feel that way about artists. Where are you at, John Mayer? That's awesome. And then there's the dog that talks.
Say thank you. Say thank you. Say thank you. Oh, I love you.
If we get that dog and little girl together, that's the best video ever. The Bobby Bones Show. In about 10 minutes, remember when Amy was telling us people in her neighborhood were breaking into cars? Just walking around,
checking to see if cars are unlocked. Kids.
It happened here on the show. to somebody. Like, it, in, I'll tell you coming up in a minute. Like, I'm not, this is not one of those things where it's like, oh, somebody's car got broken into on the show. And they've saved it to tell the story on the air.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. So that comes up in a bit. Five things we've learned on the show this week. Number five, Ray is willing to squash his beef with Michael Ray after Michael Ray led him on a wild goose chase to a bus party that didn't exist. If A, he brings him a present or comes through with a second bus party.
I like those options.
That's number five. The number four thing we learned this week, only one seat remains for me to take someone to the Radio Hall of Fame ceremony, and people are debating, is it Eddie or Lindsay? Although Lunchbox came to me last night and sent me a text message and was like, somebody else needs to be in the running here.
Yes, I would like to nominate Ray. Ray has been an integral part of the show for numerous years. He showed up for 2 years without getting paid because that's how much he wanted to help build this show.
So he's been here longer than Eddie has.
Longer than Eddie. Great.
Ray, Raymond, what are your thoughts about that in the glass room?
Eddie's a better friend to you, so I totally understand him going, and you and your girlfriend are lovers. I mean,
who would you pick, though, if I had to pick Eddie or Lindsay?
I would say Eddie, because he's best friend and he's part of the show.
Yeah, okay. Ray!
So that means I get to take no one from just my personal life. That's just personal.
No, you can.
It's work.
You can take Lindsay.
Hall of Fame.
These are five things we've learned this week, as put together by Mike Deek, as he answers the phones and talks to people. Number three, Lindsay L's song Champagne says Jessica Biel, not Jessica Biel. Which a lot of people thought over the week that's what happened. So there's that. Number two, Amy has a new adoption timeline for her kids.
Yeah, it's really specific.
And you can see it at BobbyBones.com. She got a letter from the U.S. Embassy and a letter from her agency, one saying next 3 months, the other saying maybe in a year. So
we're not confused at all.
No. And apparently the number one thing is single women love dad bods more than fit bods. Eddie's the only one clapping.
Yeah! All the dad's bods out there, too, are clapping.
Are they?
I think so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
You make me feel like
Jessica Biel.
Stepping out of a stretch, diamonds hugging my neck.
But I will, to be fair, that whole thing started a segment that was hilarious about misheard lyrics.
There were some good lyrics out there.
I'm telling you, my favorite one was Two Bean Enchiladas.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The caller called and was like, forever, I thought it was, instead of Two Pina Coladas, it was Two Bean Enchiladas.
Yeah.
So give, no, wait, so bring me Two Bean Enchiladas. Yee! And he even does, you know, yee.
I like the shotgun one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Loud, it goes, loud shotgun.
Loud.
It goes loud as shotgun. Once you can say it, but they thought it said
loud ass shotgun.
But like really, like actually,
he loved that you let him do that.
I know. I got a little nervous. I was like, he set me up here.
No, you're good.
I'll do.
No more. Just that one. I just want to make sure the joke got
That's
there.
That's a good one. Yeah.
You make me feel like Jessica Biel, stepping out of.
Thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
Diamonds hugging my neck.
Somebody's car got broken into. I'll tell that in about 5 seconds. Hold on. Like
the Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Someone tells Amy, hey, in your neighborhood, lock your doors because people are walking around checking locks. And if your door's open, they're stealing stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, hey, lock your doors because a little bit of that's on you if somebody gets into your car. That's why locks exist, because people will steal stuff. Someone broke into Lunchbox's car.
Where?
Legitimately.
Wow. In front of my house. In front of my house.
Was it unlocked?
I came out. And I come around to the driver's side, and I look, and I'm like, why is there stuff strewn all on my driver's side seat?
Isn't it confusing at first? Because I've had my house broken into, and it's like, wait, did you think you did it first?
Yeah, I was like, when was I, you know, why did I leave all that stuff just sitting on the seat? And then it hit me. I was like, someone broke into my car. Someone broke into my car. And I'm like, and I open the, I grab the door handle, and I'm like, it's unlocked.
Oh, no.
It's unlocked.
Wow.
You live in the same neighborhood as Amy.
I know.
I warned you.
No, I understand that. I always lock my door. I don't know what happened. I don't know how I forgot. But yeah, they jacked my money. Look, everything just thrown everywhere.
Yeah. No, that looks like your car normally.
I know what you're saying.
Really good point, Bobby.
They dumped everything out and they took like all the change out of the console, and there was a few dollar bills in there.
and they took those.
They take anything important?
No, that's it.
They take anything with your ID on it so they could steal your ID?
Didn't take anything else. All they took was the money. I had a bowling ball in the back seat. They didn't take that.
Oh, well, there you go.
I had some jeans and some sweatshirts. Didn't take that.
I'm glad nothing was taken that was important or that they could steal your identity from. Because, again, this is just a lesson. Everybody, lock your car doors. Because it's not people busting windows. It's people just taking the easiest thing available. And so, actually, I'm kind of happy that it happened because you learned a lesson and nothing bad happened to you.
I understand that. But if they're going to break into my car, I'd rather do them that way than break my window.
Mm-hmm.
But there was gift cards in there. Didn't take them.
So they're idiots. But they were probably working quick, too.
Oh, yeah. And they left a trail of evidence as they went down the street. There was a phone charger laying in the street.
Led to his neighbor's house. It was all kinds of stuff right to the front door.
Cheetos.
Well, I hate that happen. Because a little bit, does it make you feel like, weirdly vulnerable?
Yes, and I felt like taken advantage of, and I'm like, what were my dogs doing? Why aren't you barking? Like, come on!
It was outside.
Sounded like a normal car door opening.
Yeah, somebody just opened your car door and got in.
It's not like they smashed it.
But again, just a PSA to our listeners, lock your doors.
Yeah, lock your doors.
And I grew up in a place where we never locked our front doors. We didn't have to. And we lock our car doors, but now times are different. It's not the good old days anymore.
No,
it sure isn't.
We didn't lock our doors growing up either.
So the past year I've spent on the road crafting my comedian skills. For years I've been doing stand-up, but I've really focused on it, and we have a special we're doing. Like, I've spent a lot of time just working jokes and failing and hitting, and, you know, it's a process. But then I didn't know you could just be a comedian so easily like this guy. Police say they arrested a man who robbed a bank, stripped naked, and ran down the street because he wanted to start his career as a comedian. According to the FBI, the man decided to take off all his clothes and go on to rob the bank as a bit because he...
That's a bit?
Wait, this is part of his comedy act?
He wanted to be a comedian, and he thought that would be the best way to do it.
We were told that a white male was running around naked, throwing money.
The dye pack explodes, and cops say this guy takes off his clothes, running down Las Olas and just throwing money everywhere.
It kind of took me a second. I was on the phone. I had to put it down, and then this lady passed me, and I asked her, I was like, was he naked? And she's like, yeah, he was naked. I was like, wow, I'm surprised no one tackled him or anything.
It was to be a comedian, and so, well, no more on the road for me.
You start doing that locally.
But we have to see the video, right?
Yeah.
Like, surely there's a video of this. You don't do this unless there's a video of it. We're going to need some callers to give us some advice here. Amy was at Target yesterday, and you see a kid just going crazy, right?
Screaming bloody murder. He wanted, like, a specific toy or something, and the mom was like, no, I mean, that's not what we're here for. You're not going to get it. And I feel like if she would have just gotten it, it kind of would have ended everything, you know? I know. I'm not saying it was the right thing to do. But it was so loud.
Yeah.
It was so loud. I was about to be like, look, okay, I'm just going to go buy it, you know? But obviously, yeah, as a parent, sometimes you just have to, like, stand firm. And I know that my day is coming with that where I'm going to have to just be like, no, you cannot have that. And my child is going to be screaming and I'm trying to run errands in public and it's going to be embarrassing. And I'm just going to have to move forward like nothing's happening because I got to get out of there. And I don't know, how do parents do it? Like, what's some advice? Like, this woman, oh, my heart went out to her. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Amy's at Target, and she's a 5-year-old. Boy or girl?
Boy.
Throwing a fit because the mom won't get him the toy.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, what do I do? Amy's got two kids coming. Deidre, please give us some advice.
So my advice on this is, I have a 2-year-old. And you have to decide, do you want your child to kind of be a jerk in that moment and throw a fit? Or do you want to raise an adult that throws fits because they want people to give in to them?
So it's short-term pain for long-term success.
Isn't that all life is?
Man, it's a lot of short-term pain. Sometimes long-term pain, though, I'll be honest with you.
But that's what I think. You have to decide, do you want, because then once you give in that one time, well, then they know, hey, if I throw a big enough fit, I can have it.
Yeah. I feel like I have to do that with Lunchbox sometimes.
What?
Yeah, what?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, elaborate.
Because if I give him something like that, like every once in a while, like he had to curse a minute ago.
Yeah, now he's going to think.
Now he's going to think he can do it all the time.
Good so point. True.
Because he wants to do it again. He's like, can I curse on all of my jokes? And I'm like, no. That was the thing. You know?
Oh, you're saying you get...
Yeah. Hey, Nicole in Richmond, Virginia.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. What do you think about this?
I
I give in, and I'm not proud of it, but Walgreens, three-year-old, screaming, you know you have a cart full of stuff you have to get, and you buy the Ninja Turtle beanie hat with the little pumping ears on the side that flap, and it makes it all go away. I'm not proud of it, but it solved it.
So what do you think Amy's going to do?
Oh, God, I love Amy.
That's a preface for something that's not pleasant, by the way. Go ahead.
I think at first she'll probably give in just because, you know, first time mom, I think it's okay. Like, you know, you got to figure out kind of the waters, and then you'll know as they get older, like, okay, they'll know when you say no, it's no, like we're not getting this and that's it. But I think at first, yeah, there'll be some times she gives in and that's okay.
Nicole, thank you for your call. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Let's go over to Leslie in Florida. Leslie, thank you for calling. You have a five-year-old?
I do. I have a five-year-old daughter. And anytime we go to the store, especially Target, actually, that's her place, and she will ask for a toy, and I tell her no. And when she doesn't get her way, she just sits in the cart with a look on her face and her arms folded like a spoiled brat, which makes no sense because she has not ever been an entitled child. So I don't know where she gets it from, but she does not get her way. And she knows not to throw a fit in public or I will take her outside and spank her butt.
What's your advice to Amy, who's about to be a new mom?
I would say if the child has done something good, like, you know, if you have a chore list or something, get them the toy as a reward instead of money. Or, but if they're throwing a fit just because they want something, that's not the way to act about it. They have to earn it.
Boom. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
Boom. Boom.
You got to earn this.
Amy's going to just give them all toys all the time to keep her from crying.
Nuh-uh. No, you think I have no backbone. That's what you're saying.
To them, I think we'll see.
It's going to be hard,
yeah.
Amy.
TBD. TBD.
Yeah, TBD. Bobby
Bones Show. So, Lindsay L. just tweeted out the link for her Ask Anything chat. We're retweeting that now, at Bobby Bones Show. Going to follow the show account. Go over there and submit your questions. It says here on my piece of paper, she's going to answer them all. Morgan just yelled at me because I haven't read this yet. She's like, read. But she will answer them all. And if you submit it, I assume. But Bobby Bone Show, Lindsay L. is doing an Ask Anything chat.
You make me feel like Jessica Biel, stepping out of a stretch, diamonds hugging my neck for the paparazzi. Naturally, David, just call me Aretha for real. You make me feel like I'm the champagne.
There you go. Ask Anything chat. On the air in Boston. You're on, Leanne. We're talking about Lunchbox's car getting broken into.
Hey guys. How y'all doing?
We're really good. What do you think about Lunch's car getting broken into?
Okay, so I actually disagree with the locked doors, and I will tell you, one, I've been listening to you guys since I was 15, and I'm 27 now, and in every single move I've had through, because my husband's military, my car has gotten broken into, and like, it didn't even have stuff in it. So I found out after the third time my car got smashed into, why am I going to lock the doors to pay $100 to get my window fixed when I can just leave the doors unlocked and let them steal what they want to steal? Because then I'm not paying to have them break into my car.
I mean, I get your logic, but what if they didn't steal your car?
I mean, that's possible, but either way, if they're going to steal my car, they're going to steal my car.
Yeah. Again, there are a lot of people just walking around grabbing doors, seeing what's open. But that does stink. They keep robbing your car. I'm going to be honest with you. I hate that for you.
Yeah, it's Lynch. I totally understand it. I totally feel like what you're putting down, it sucks. Like, you just totally feel violated. And like, you get angry, too. Like, you're just like, why me? Like, what did I do to you? Like, I didn't do anything. I just was minding my own business.
Yeah.
But now she's just like, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah, but I like her theory.
She puts a sign on there. Free money. Doors are unlocked. Hey, Leanne, thank you for the call. Appreciate you. Mr. Bobby Bones. The Raging Idiots, our band. We go out, we play El Dorado, Kansas, which is near Wichita tonight. And then we play Watershed Festival in the Gorge, which is in Washington State. And we put out a new single today. It's a really heart-wrenching song called Chick-fil-A on Sunday. It's the human emotion of not being able to get Chick-fil-A because they're not open on Sunday.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday.
And we just put it up on iTunes today. I'm wondering if the crowd's going to be singing it back to us tonight. What do you think?
I'm hoping so.
Like they're just singing it. Like yeah. Whenever Thomas Rhett does Die a Happy Man.
Yeah, same thing.
I'm kind of hoping that they download it on iTunes and then tonight, and then on Sunday, they're like,
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A.
You think so or no?
I think so.
Already tonight?
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Passion is there.
If you're feeling it, will you hit him with a, you take it?
Oh, no, I will for sure.
Okay, good.
Because the crowd loves the song when I play in theaters. It's like
someone asked me earlier to play the Chick-fil-A song, so this is for you guys.
So tonight is a thing. It's up on, did someone take a picture or listen to the song Driving to Chick-fil-A on my Twitter page?
That's awesome.
I retweeted it. Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter.
Were you handing out money on Twitter or what's the deal?
Wait, what?
No, I wasn't right handing out money. And I didn't even put that. That tweet wasn't even a public tweet. That was a response tweet.
How did I miss that?
No, what happened was.
Oh.
No.
Let me go back and let me try to get
money.
What? No. Truth, this is what happened. A listener was coming. We had to move a show. We had to postpone a show.
Yeah.
And so she bought a ticket and she bought a bus ticket. And she was like, oh, no, the show's postponed, but I already bought a bus ticket. And I was like, oh, that stinks. I'll just send you the money for the bus ticket.
Oh.
Because I don't want her to be out of money for the bus ticket. Because if we postpone our show, she gets her money for the ticket back. So I just replied, like, how much money for the bus ticket? So I'm just sending her like $50 for the bus ticket.
Totally makes sense.
That's awesome.
I'm not passing out money.
I thought it was just like, okay, I'm going to start tweeting Bobby more.
No, it's funny you saw that, though, because it wasn't a public tweet.
Yeah, but sometimes, honestly, I have to go through all of your stuff and replies to catch up because. And then of course you never come to me about anything that you've posted or but some days honestly we do the show and you're like, do you see what I posted? Do you not see anything that I do?
Because
I don't
see it. I'm kidding
when
I do that.
I know you're kidding, but I still don't like being in the know. So sometimes I basically stalk you.
That's okay.
Just so that I can be in the know. So whatever we talk about, I'm ready.
Thanks. What else did I tweet about yesterday?
I don't know.
Get your Bobby Bones on. How you feeling about this? Would you want your husband to wear some sort of engagement ring? Because it's customary for women to.
Totally.
Would you want him to be claimed and wear an engagement ring? Yeah, you're
not. So if he's proposing to me, then I have to go out and get him an engagement ring afterwards?
If you're engaged.
Yeah.
Do you both wear an engagement ring?
No, I'm fine with just me wearing it. He doesn't need to wear it.
He doesn't need.
I don't need him to wear it to know that he's my fiance. You know? Hmm. And then people are going to be like, I'm just picturing my husband handling this. They're gonna be like, oh, so you're married? No, I'm just engaged. Like, he would not wear a ring for that.
Connor.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think? You wear one?
Oh, absolutely not. I've been engaged for about a year and a half, and I'm getting married next Saturday, and I think it's absolutely dumb to wear one.
Oh, so you would not wear an engagement ring? If your fiance said, I would like for you to wear an engagement ring, because I'm wearing one, I'd like for you to also wear one to show that you're engaged, you would say no.
Absolutely not.
Would you dig in and say, because you're saying absolutely. What if it was really important to her?
Well, I think I'd have a heart-to-heart with her and just say, I don't really think I can do this because I'm not married, you know, and nothing's going on my hand until we're married, so.
Wow.
But my sister actually got married a few months ago, and her fiance wore one. And I gave him a pretty hard time about it. So
sure no, you, no
yeah.
way.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
So I'm pretty sure he just still didn't like me to this day. So.
Connor, appreciate you, buddy.
All right, thank you.
See you, man. Let's go over to Meredith. Meredith in Cedar Rapids.
Hey, Bobby.
What do you think about this? Would you want your man to wear an engagement ring, too?
No, not really. My now husband, we just got married a month ago. We had a long engagement for 2 years. And since we've been married, he's been hit on more times than when we were engaged.
Okay, so you're saying the ring brings on the hits.
Wow.
And if you're not married, the hits could equal not getting married.
Exactly. Oh, the ladies love him now. I can't keep him off him.
Meredith, let me ask you a question. Do you like the dad bod or the fit bod?
I like the fit bod, but I don't think my husband knows that because he's starting to go straight to dad bod mode.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think. Most people, they just don't want to say it.
Really?
Eddie is just convinced that women love chub.
No, the world is changing.
They love chub.
He's like, if they get to choose, they would choose chub over abs.
Totally.
In your mind.
Yes.
Not about his heart. All that's out. The goodness.
Softness, not tightness.
And you don't think that has anything to do with you?
No. It's just the world.
Oh, okay. $155 million in the Powerball. Somebody hit it in Wisconsin in March. Still hadn't claimed the ticket.
Oh, no.
What is wrong? Oh, someone doesn't know.
Yeah.
Where's the ticket?
Oh,
my goodness.
$155 million. Now, I would understand if it were 30 days, but March, April, May, June. Almost five.
Oh, wow. Yeah, August. Okay.
By law, winning tickets must be redeemed within 180 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Or the money reverts to property tax relief. Somebody didn't know where they lost the ticket. You're right. That's it.
And they'll never know.
What if you find the ticket after the days are over?
Oh, that's just going to be terrible. The worst.
I don't want to say it.
I would never.
What?
Your life would be ruined. You would probably...
What?
Take yourself out.
What?
Get out of here. Stop.
I can't even take that comment seriously.
Hold on. You think if you found a ticket that was $155 million and it was over, you'd kill yourself?
Probably.
No, I'm serious.
Seriously.
It'd make you that sad.
Oh, yeah. Because you would be looking at like, man, I had $155 million in my pocket and I didn't even know it. Why would you want to live?
Okay.
There's a lot of reasons why I would want to live.
I mean, he's serious.
But you love the lottery so much. Like, you have dedicated years to the lottery.
Yeah, not only have I dedicated my life to the lottery, I'm just saying that all your worries for the rest of your life would be gone.
That's not true, though.
It would. No,
but
absolutely.
He's serious.
With
he
100
No, I know he's serious. And listeners think he's being crazy. He's serious.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I just don't think I can live with myself.
And that's your opinion. And it's a fair one. I don't agree with it, but it's a fair one. Anyway, I hope they find the ticket. I mean, somebody's sitting on $155 million, man.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox does an event on Thursday nights where he goes out to Hard Rock Cafe, and it's called Live Band Karaoke, where, like, a bunch of musicians come together, and they form this live band, and you get to sing songs with them. And so he said, oh, I got somebody awesome. And he took the audio from his phone. I guess you just recorded him?
Yep, just recorded a little bit.
Oh, cool.
It's only listed as Hard Rock Guy.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you know his name?
His name is Josh.
Okay. This is someone who came to sing in Hard Rock last night. Pretty good.
He can sing.
Yeah, pretty good.
He's real good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Man, I was like, when he sang, I was
that
like,
is pretty good.
Dang, this dude can sing.
You've brought in some real turds before, but that's pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. It sounds like something you'd hear from The Voice. Like, this is good, dude.
Like, yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, man, I was blown away.
You need to get better audio next time.
If Josh comes back, I'll get better audio.
Do you have his info?
His name's Josh.
Okay.
I mean, that's all I got. I didn't, you know.
Do you just creepily record the good ones and save
them? Yes, I just save them in my phone. I'm like, man, that guy's got a chance to be a star.
Kristen in St. Charles, Missouri.
Yeah, hi.
Thank you for calling. What do you want to say?
I was calling about the engagement ring question.
Yeah, would you want your man to wear an engagement ring?
So I'm okay with it. And I actually am in this situation where he's in sales and he's very, very charismatic. So he's getting hit on constantly. And he actually is the one who brought it up and said he wanted one. And before I could even get his size to go surprise himself, he ended up going and buying one himself. So.
Wow. Now,
wait, but our other caller told us that if you wear a ring, you get hit on even more.
Yeah. You know what it's called? More bling, more babes.
That's a terrible saying that you made up.
No, bling brings babes.
Okay. He tried to do an alliteration on Twitter yesterday.
What?
Where he was like, I bring the humbly the... what was
I said, I bring the humor, the heat, and the honesty or something like that.
That's what it was. And it almost didn't work because even though honesty starts with an H, it doesn't sound like an H.
Yeah, you don't get the
Yeah, so it'd be humor, honesty. Heat, and humble awesomeness.
Oh, you know what I mean? I see what you're saying. Yeah,
it was good though.
We humor, did a heat, and humility? I don't know.
We did a Bobby Cash yesterday after the show. And so all of us sat around and we talked about our bathroom habits with our significant others. And Eddie's are disgusting with his wife.
Okay.
Gross. Beyond disgusting.
My girlfriend called me out on it last night too about not wanting to use the bathroom. She was like, oh, that's how you feel. But there's a new Bobby Cast with our show up if you want to hear it. The Bobby
Bones Show. It's Amy's Pile.
And okay. That was the imaging yesterday. And I was like, hey, should we even use that? It sounds kind of like Amy's Pile. Ugh. And even Amy called me last night. I was like, I don't like it. And so we have a new one. Okay.
Ready? The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Love it.
All right, go ahead.
So much better. So we got to talk about this mayor in France that ate a rat because he lost a bet.
I don't know about this.
Yeah.
What bet? What was the bet?
Okay. I guess some soccer team. He's a big fan of a soccer team there, and he made a bet with them, and he had to eat the rat because they lost or something.
I don't think eating rats that crazy. Like, we eat grossly all the time.
Would you eat one?
Yeah, of course.
He cooks the rat in front of reporters after Paris Saint-Germain or something lost to Barcelona. And it's crazy. He ate it. Was it a rat that had been out in the streets or like a rat that was just in a lab?
Guys,
like,
we eat some scientifically messed up stuff. It's probably way worse than this rat.
I don't want to know that.
Okay. And I feel bad for rats. They get a bad rap. Like, How come rats got to be the dirtiest of the dirty?
Yeah.
They ain't doing nothing but living life. It's like snakes. Snakes aren't bad.
Okay, so would you make a bet? Like, if your favorite sports team was playing and they lost, would you be like, okay, I'll eat a rat?
No, because I wouldn't think that would be a bad thing for me. Like, eat a rat? Who cares? Cook a rat.
Get out of here. I need to see you eat a rat.
Are you going to put it in, like, a taco?
Stop it.
No, you can't.
What else?
Okay, so I know Lunchbox likes to watch those buzzer beater things or whatever.
He gets on YouTube and watches people.
But that's not like a video game, right? He's
right.
Just watching stuff. But now research is showing that playing video games during your break time at work is better than just like sitting and relaxing and chilling. People who played games during their downtime showed back up at their job less stressful environment. They enjoyed life better, had a better mood, so they're more productive at work.
Video games are actually a pretty good thing if you're not spending all day doing them, but your hand-eye coordination. Your brain is moving. Like, video games for us back in the day was Mario Brothers. Now they're really high-tech games that they have e-leagues, and there's a skill to them.
Yeah.
So I'm in on the video game thing, as long as you're not doing it for 9 hours and forgetting to feed your kids.
Yeah, they were just saying, like, on a work break, like, go do that for a little bit, and you may come back, show back up to work feeling better. I thought this was pretty cool, especially because I'm a big fan of Hulu, but they just announced that they're bringing back TGIF, which we all had as kids. Thank goodness it's Friday TV. And so all the shows that are coming back with that, they got 800 episodes of Full House, Family Matters, Step by Step, Perfect Strangers, and Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Wait, the old shows, though?
Yeah.
Oh, I want them to remake them all. I've already seen all the old
really?
Ones. Yeah, I'm good with that.
But now people can watch them on Hulu if they want to, like, relive TGIF, or if you've got kids,
yeah, like,
you can
our
be
kids
like,
can relive
kids,
it. That'd be
this
cool.
This is what I used to do on Friday nights.
And they'll be like, you were lame. Give me a video game.
I used to watch.
Yeah, I watched Mr. Cooper probably 3 weeks ago.
Really?
It did not hold up.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't. I used to love Hanging Mr. Cooper.
It's a great show.
Yeah, it was good. What else?
Episodes are going to be available September 29th.
I don't want to be a hater. I like remakes now. Old shows you kind of always get. Watch them on YouTube. There's a lot of them on YouTube, so.
That's true.
What else?
Okay, who in this room talks in third person ever?
Lunchbox.
That's it? He might be onto something, y'all.
Third person or talks to himself?
Well, according to a Michigan State University study, talking to yourself in the third person has a calming effect.
Well, they're two different things.
Oh, that's
talking
different.
To yourself is different than talking in third person.
Okay, so you, Bobby, sometimes do you yell at yourself like, Bobby, you're so stupid?
Oh, yeah. I don't talk.
So is that what they're saying?
I think that's what they're saying. Because I'm not like, hey, Eddie, let me tell you what Bobby would do here.
Right. No, that's different.
Like that. Right. But what I do is and we talked about it on the Bobby Cast after the show yesterday. If I mess something up, I get really upset at myself. And I'm over here and I'm like, you're such an idiot, Bobby. Why do you do this? I do that. And Amy caught me doing it and was like, who are you talking to? I was like, myself, because I'm stupid. But I think that's what that story means.
Okay. Well, then you're actually genius. Go figure.
Because, oh, no, that's not what I mean.
Well, they say basically talking to yourself in third person can make it feel like you are giving advice to a friend. So you are essentially distancing yourself from the bad or stressful experience. You're having a little talk with yourself. You come out better on the other end.
Well, Amy yells at me, but whenever she feels bad about herself, I yell at myself. So, yeah. On both ends, I get yelled at. This is not fun. I'm the one always getting yelled at.
Sorry, I thought this was like if you talked about yourself in third person.
You
like
know who talked about themselves in third person, though?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox does do that. Okay. When I send emails, I'm like, Lunchbox did this, LB did that. LB has these feelings.
I'm getting hammered by the boss over here, by the way.
For what?
I don't know. First of all, he sent me a whole page write-up on the show yesterday. I guess he listened the whole time.
Uh-oh.
It's not all bad, but like I'm reading a whole, like, 10 paragraphs, and then he's texting me during the show. But Lunchbox said he wanted to, if he didn't win the lottery, kill himself. He said it was over the line.
Oh, I kind of felt weird about that one, too.
Hey, then you should have said something. That's what he said.
But what do you mean?
So now I'm in trouble because of what Lunchbox
don't
said?
Don't yell at me.
Oh, hey, sorry.
Bobby. Talk to yourself.
No, here, I'll talk to myself. I'll be like, I'm so stupid. I should have spoken up when
I said it was ridiculous and I didn't feel like I would do it. But who am I to tell an idiot over there?
He was expressing his opinion.
Yeah.
And it was weird.
Well, I felt like
why
it was...
Why are you going to call Lunchbox an idiot right now?
Ah, that. Anyway.
Okay. Never
Lunchbox
mind.
Didn't like that.
I guess it doesn't matter what I have to say.
Oh, boy.
And they don't care what you have to say.
Go ahead.
Is that what I'm supposed to do? Talk to myself?
Go ahead.
I just felt like when he was saying it, I was like, oh, gosh, like this seems just extremely insensitive to anybody like listening. I mean, obviously, he's joking, and I just like suicide.
He wasn't joking.
Yes, he was joking. He's not going to do that if he loses.
I didn't think he was joking.
My point was he's so ridiculous that I think he kind of thinks that.
No, that's not. He doesn't really think that. He does not.
Like,
don't
usually
even give me
when
that.
He says stuff like that, he smiles and like, hey, hey, hey.
But I just don't think it's a joking thing, and I know that
that's
think
why
serious.
I don't think he was joking.
What?
And that's why I said I don't feel the same way.
All right, never mind.
Like, when you do something, you're like, man, I can't believe I did that, and you feel really dumb for it, and this would be the ultimate, I mean, $155 million, I mean, I just don't know how you would live with yourself.
Again. Well,
you would find a way.
I don't agree with it. But I don't think he'd be an idiot.
Right, we're probably going to get in trouble again because now we're talking about it again.
No, we brought it back up.
What else do we get in trouble for?
No, there's a whole lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff?
Yeah. Like, I can't even... It's like, it all comes in bunches. Like, I can't get nothing for like 4 months. It's like...
Yeah, that'll make you feel really good.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Blowing out birthday candles lead to a 1,500% increase in bacteria on cake. Now, I only read this because, holy cow, I've been saying this for about
years,
all my life. There's no chance I eat a birthday cake with someone blows on it.
I mean, but surely in your life you have. And you've been fine.
No.
Good
so you're
point,
telling me
Jamie.
Somewhere in your life you've never had a birthday cake where someone's blown out the candles?
Not that I watched it, no.
Okay.
Never have I watched someone spit into a cake and ate it.
I don't mind.
I will, and if never? They're passing, I don't know, if they're passing it out, I'll go for a part where I don't think that it's like touched on the very, very side.
Oh, it's gone everywhere, buddy.
Bobby's like digging under the bottom of the cake, like.
That's the whole top
But
off.
The thing is, I've been saying this forever.
You have.
Yeah.
Think about a six-year-old and when he.
Oh, I,
ew,
my
I just
kids
saw
every
it came
time.
Out of your mouth and you're 37. Oh,
exactly.
37.
But if you were blowing out candles, do you think you would spit? I don't think you would.
I think it naturally comes out.
You're still blowing things. Like, it's still air.
It's still gross.
Yeah.
A new study out of Clemson says that it's a 1,500%. And sometimes, like, if it really goes crazy, it's 14,000% increase.
That's pretty cool.
You're pretty much just eating their tongue, like, on their birthday cake. Like, here you go. Have some cake and some tongue. Your weekend? Things cool?
Yeah, things are cool this weekend. Yeah. What do you mean, are things cool?
What are you and your husband doing, like... things?
Well, we're cooking tonight. I just asked him what he wanted for dinner, and he told me fish, so...
Does he really want fish, or does he want fish because that makes you happy he wants fish?
No, I asked him straight up, what do you want for dinner? You pick anything you want, because I feel like last weekend, I made us do the cauliflower pizza crust, which he loves, by the way, but I was like, hey, whatever you want. Like, I'm going to go to the store, and he picked fish, but he'll cook it on his green egg. He loves his green egg.
I thought the cauliflower pizza crust was really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like it's pizza. Like, it's just close enough to being pizza that it feels like pizza.
Yeah.
So, well, that's cool. Listen, a little...
Yeah, and then I have a yoga weekend. Date tomorrow with some girlfriends, 10 a.m. Should be fun.
Like, you just all show up at a class?
Yeah, we're all like on a, like, hey, 10 a.m., see you there, can't wait, because, you know...
You judge each other's yoga skills? Like, do you know who the best and worst is?
No way.
Oh.
It's, yoga I judge everybody. Is not a judgment zone.
Oh, bull. I walk into that thing, and I know I'm the worst. I'm looking for the next worst if I go into a yoga class. Yeah, Eddie and I are going to play a couple of shows. We're going to be in Wichita or El Dorado, Kansas tonight.
Yeah.
And then Watershed, Raging Idiots are playing. We have a new Chick-fil-A on Sunday. The single's out on iTunes.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday.
I just need to get in some sort of controversy right now.
Why?
You know, I never understood kids whenever they needed attention so they would get in trouble. I never understood that because I, as a kid, never got in trouble. Ever. I never needed attention because I had to raise myself, basically. I'm feeling this need. Like, I tweeted last night, like, hey, I would like for somebody to write an article about me, like, bad. Like, I need attention.
Interesting.
Does that mean you have to do something bad?
I don't think so. And I even need attention from, like, my bosses. I don't know. I'm just saying, this is, like, real, like I'm, like, a six-year-old. Ooh. And when people aren't, like, coming down on me, I feel like I'm not doing good enough.
Wow.
Is that something we can help out with?
No, because for many, many, many years, I would get in trouble all the time. And I haven't been in trouble in a while. And so I'm, like, floating stories out and sending from, I'll just say the truth, from, like, generic emails to, like, publications. Like,
what?
Hey,
you no, you're this, not.
You should do this bad, this story about Bobby Bones. Bad, you know.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes. So, I just.
Bobby, I like need some, like, sort of. That's, like, not normal.
You want me to write up a negative write-up about you?
No, right. I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
I do.
I think I understand. I'm a bad dude.
I'm not a bad dude.
Oh, no.
I think here's where it comes from, just, like, therapy-wise. Someone tweeted me the other day, I expected more from you, to me.
Oh.
And I don't like people to think that I'm good, like I'm any better than anybody else. And I don't ever want to give off that image that I think I'm better than anybody else. So sometimes I feel like I need to be not whatever is going out over the world. Like, I'm not awesome.
Okay. So that's what you need, email people? Bobby Bones is not awesome. You should write about it.
Kind of, yeah. And I think a little bit of me, whenever the guy wrote the mean article about Cole Swindell.
Yeah.
I think a little bit of me was going at him hoping they'd write something back about me. A little bit.
And they didn't?
Not yet. I hope they still do.
Take the bait.
So anyway, yeah, I'm having
that. Well, dang, I didn't realize you were
I didn't either.
That.
And as I start to go down this hole and try to figure out where it is, I think it comes from that. When someone told me, did a tweet, I expected more from you. And I'm like, I don't think people should expect a lot from me because I'm just, like, I'm no better than anybody else. And I don't even want that image. Like, I like to do things for people, but also I'm very difficult. Like, I'm, so I get what being a six-year-old and needing attention for the first time in my life, I get it. Anyway, that's all.
It's very interesting.
I never, that went a little too deep. I know it's going to go down the old pill off the.
Like, I appreciate your honesty about it, though. I mean, at least you're being really candid about it. I mean, and you know that it's an issue. You're like, I can't figure it out. But I mean, you sort of are putting your finger on it, but you're like, I need this attention.
Yeah, and then when I'm not getting in trouble, I feel like people aren't, from our bosses too, I feel like I'm not doing a good enough job at pushing the boundaries a little bit. Like, I always have to be the boundary pusher, and I'm not. They're not even yelling at me. I know. I'm messed up in the head that this is a bad thing, right?
I don't know. I'm very confused.
I don't even know what to tell you to do with it.
I hate myself right now.
See, that confuses me too.
Like, we got a bunch of, you know, they send us, like, ratings in a day at a time, whatever. And we got, like, 15 cities. They send up 15 cities. And, like, 12 of them were up and 3 down. That's a pretty good ratio.
That's awesome.
Because you can't, 15 aren't going to be up.
Okay.
And I was like, man.
I'm doing something wrong.
No, it's like, if more were down, they could be like, you should.
So they'd come after you more?
I don't know, man. I'm a confusing place in my life. Maybe I just need to go to a cabin in the woods and escape for a while.
That would be a terror for you, unless you're working over there.
Yeah, I know.
So don't do it.
I need to get back at it. Anyway, enough. The end. I'm done talking about it.
I hope it gets
better.
I might be a little messed up, guys.
Yeah, I'm still confused.
Yeah, I'm still kind of trying to figure this out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Gonna go. Appreciate everybody. Amy, your weekend plans are?
Oh, man. Just hanging out with my husband, I guess. I really honestly think that we're going to try to do some golfing together.
Okay.
We have another couple. They golf as a couple all the time, and the wife has evidently gotten really good the last few months, and so I think my husband's, like, jealous, but it's just probably not going to happen. Like, I just don't think I'm going to get that good.
Just don't take yourself seriously, and then when you miss it, don't keep trying. Just be like, okay, I'll pick it up and just move on. Have fun. Don't compare yourself to somebody else.
It's supposed to be good weather, so I'm down with that.
So you're going to do it in a bikini?
What? That's not allowed on the course.
Got it.
Otherwise, you know I totally would.
Give it a shot. See what they say.
Well, you said good weather. I thought you were going to lay out. While yeah. you're... Lunchbox, your weekend?
I'm going to be crushing life. I got a couple buddies in town, so we're going to be hitting it hard.
Oh, you guys going to party? Old school party?
Oh, old school party, yeah.
Oh, boy. And Monday's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, we're going to go to a soccer game. We're going to go see a baseball game, watch some UFC fights. I mean, we're doing it all.
Whoa, that's and busy packed.
Drink a lot?
And drink a lot.
Eddie and I are heading off. We are playing right outside of Wichita tonight in El Dorado, Kansas. We're playing something called Damn Music Fest, DAM. And so the Raging Idiots are playing there. Then Sunday we play Watershed in Washington State. So big music festival there. So we're on the road. Yeah.
It's our life. It's how we do it.
Raging Idiots just kind of came back. But yeah. Yeah, so it'll be fun. And today on iTunes, Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday, is out. So it's our first time to ever play that live.
Someone asked me earlier to play the Chick-fil-A song, so
I don't know if you guys heard it. You can download it now.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and the middle waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A.
Thank you, guys. See you Monday. Have a great weekend. We really appreciate you spending any amount of time with us this week that you have. BobbyBones.com if you want to see the kid freaking out over the Ed Sheeran tickets or the puppy that speaks English. Yeah, you heard me right. BobbyBones.com.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.